Hatcher Revival and Grandpa Praying. One of the most exciting experiences in my early ministry was up in Selma, Tennessee. We were trying to have a revival. We had a revival meeting once a year. If revival didn't come then, we had to wait another year. We didn't have two or three revival meetings a year like we do now. When we had a revival, we would turn the horses and the pastor, quit farming, quit everything. Everybody went to church when they had a revival. That year, the dust and soot got deep. The corn was all twisted. The cotton was wilted. The creeks and wells had gone dry. Everybody was disturbed about the weather. They just couldn't get anything done during the meeting. Everybody was worried. I will never forget, as long as I live, an old deacon, a godly old man, who had great long whiskers. He stroked those whiskers and said, "Brother Percy, Brother Preacher, we need to come in the morning and pray for rain. Everybody's mind is on the drought, not on revival. We're not going to have a revival if we don't have some rain. The animals are dying. The crops are dying. We just can't have a revival. So let's all come in the morning and pray." There had not been a cloud in the sky in 30 days. It was hot and dry. We sat the next morning to meet and pray. Grandpa brought his hip boots and a raincoat with him. The Spit and Whittle gang met down at the country store every day. They sat around spitting and whittling. They saw Grandpa coming down the street. They said, "Look a yonder. Grandpa's worried about the drought. He's done lost his mind. He's going down the street with his hip boots on, and there's not a cloud in the sky. Isn't that pitiful? That old man has been acting peculiar here lately. Now he's gone crazy over the drought." They wouldn't say anything to him. The old man's wife and great-great-granddaughter came up the same little old village street. The great-great-granddaughter had her galoshes, umbrella, and a raincoat. Well, the Spit and Whittle gang were not afraid to attack her. They said, "Honey, your grandpa's gone crazy. You've got a pair of galoshes, a raincoat, and an umbrella. Your grandpa just went up the street with hip boots and a raincoat. There's not a cloud in the sky. There ain't going to be rain today." She said, "What do you mean? You silly folk, ain't you all heard? Grandpa has gone to church to pray till it rains. I'm going to stay with him till it does rain, and we'll need these when we come home. You silly folk don't know what's going on." She skipped on, and the people got to church early that morning. They had a sin confession. People confessed their sins to each other and to the Lord. They got forgiveness. About 11 o'clock in the morning, they got everything clear between them and God and each other. The old man got in the corner of the building. He stuck his face up in the corner of that wall. He began to beg God to send a rain so they could have a revival. He wasn't worried about the crops. He was worried about the revival. He prayed. Oh, he prayed. I could just feel those prayers going up in the corner of that room. The longer he prayed, the closer up into the corner he got. I saw tears running down his whiskers and down onto his chest. As a young preacher, I sat there and said to myself, "What in the world will happen if it doesn't rain?" He just kept praying and praying. I will never forget it. In a little bit, I heard a rumbling. Goosebumps popped out on me. I said, "I hear it coming." I couldn't pray long at a time because I kept opening my eyes and peeping out the window. I saw a dark cloud. Then I did get goosebumps. In a little bit, a big clap of thunder was heard. The wind began to blow, and before 12 o'clock it came a flood. It washed some of the fences down, cut a lot of gullies in the fields, and a lot of the creeks got out of their banks. When the old man went home, he had to wear his hip boots and carry his little great-great-granddaughter across the creek. The Spit and Whittle gang had to get off the benches in front of the stores and get in out of the rain. We wanted revival. We had one after that. It got me revived. It got everybody else revived. Many people got saved. Grandpa wasn't worried about the crops, but he was worried about people going to hell. God sent a rain to get their minds off the drought and get them on His Word. God sent a revival in answer to prayer.